Welcome back, Greeks and Geeks. This week is a little bit new. Today I'm doing a one-episode podcast where I tell you about different monsters and creatures in Greek mythology. If you want to read about these monsters in the myths or just read about more myths from Greek mythology in general, please check out my main blog. I am finishing up right now, so check it out if you want to see any of those. Now, back to the monsters. So I took to my friends in a Facebook group about Greek mythology to ask what monsters people wanted to hear more of, or if there are monsters that maybe aren't talked about as much as others. And I've compiled a list of my favorites. So apologies in advance if I pronounce anything wrong. I looked up the pronunciations on Google, but as we know, Google can lie sometimes. So apologies in advance if anything is pronounced wrong. So I'm going to be talking about the Hecatoncheirus, Cyclopses, the Aurei, Cerberus, and Orthus, the Stymphalian birds, and Scylla, and Charybdis. So first off, the Hecatoncheirus. So this name translates to 100-handed ones, which is how I'm going to refer to them from now on, as these were giants that had 100 arms and hands and 50 heads. They were the children of Gaia and Uranus, representing earthquakes and tsunamis. There are only three of them. There are Boreas, Cotys, and Gyges. So before Zeus and his siblings overthrew the Titans during the Titanomachy, the three hundred-handed ones ended up in Tartarus, as Uranus believed them to be too powerful. Zeus was able to free them. He learned how to free them for Tartarus. And so the hundred-handed ones helped Zeus and the other Olympian gods overthrow the Titans with the Cyclops' help as well. So the Cyclops, meaning round eyes, were strong, one-eyed giants. They helped Zeus overthrow the Titans as well, and were present throughout the various myths and works written by Hesiod and Homer, including the Odyssey. In Hesiod's Theogony, he writes that the Cyclops were sons of Uranus and Gaia. They helped the Titans overthrow Uranus, but Cronus, the king of the Titans, put them in Tartarus, because, again, he believed they were too powerful. So the Cyclops also aided Hephaestus in his forge, and they are credited with creating Zeus' lightning bolt, the trident for Poseidon, and Hades' helmet of darkness. In Homer's Odyssey, the Cyclopses were the son of Poseidon, and instead of being metal workers, they were shepherds. So there's a bit of like a variation of how Cyclopses worked in the myths that they were present in. And then the Aurei, are female spirits that personified curses. They resided in the underworld and were commonly placed by the dead onto those guilty for their death. It is thought they were children of Nyx, though it was never stated exactly who parented them, I guess. At times, they were also indistinguishable from the Furies, who were three goddesses of vengeance and retribution, who punished men for various crimes, including homicide, offenses against the gods, and perjury. Orthus and Cerberus were brother hounds with multiple heads. They were the offspring of Echidna, who was regarded as the mother of all monsters, and the Titan Typhon. Orthus had two heads and a serpent tail, and he guarded the cattle of Charon on the island of Erythia. Hercules, as one of his 12 laborers, had to get the cattle, and so in the process he killed both Charon and Orthus, and that is how Orthus died. Cerberus was the hound of Hades, and he guarded the gates of the underworld. The amount of heads he has is up for debate, some claiming that he had 50 heads, others claiming he had 100. However, in most art, he is most often depicted as having three heads. Hercules also interacted with Cerberus during his 12 labors, though luckily for Cerberus, he kept his life. The Stymphalian birds were species that appeared in writing both from Hesiod and Homer's writing, among others. They were a group of carnivorous birds that ate humans. Their beaks were made of bronze, their feathers were sharp and metallic, and their dung was poisonous. They were created by Ares. So bringing Hercules back again, killing these birds was again one of his 12 labors. And he did this by tricking them and using noise, which confused the birds and made them easier to kill. So, and then moving on to the final creatures I'm going to be talking about, Scylla and Charybdis. They were two immortal monsters who resided in the water. They are present in Homer's Odyssey, and they caused Asidius plenty of trouble. Scylla was a female creature with 12 feet and 6 heads, each head having a triple row of shark-like teeth. She resided within a cave and ate anyone who came too close, including 6 of Odysseus's companions. She was said to have been originally human in appearance, but transformed into the monster she is through jealousy and magic caused by Circe. Charybdis resided on the opposite shore of Scylla and drank, and then threw up the waters, causing many ships to capsize and sink. Both Scylla and Charybdis were the personification of the dangers of the sea, and as many Greeks did not traverse the uncharted waters of the Mediterranean, it shows the fear that the Greeks had. They were often kind of like the personification of whirlpools and other unknown water mysteries, I guess. So that, my friends, concludes my podcast about some of my favorite Greek monsters. Some of these creatures do appear in myths that I have or that I have talked about on my blog. So if you're here for the first time, do go and check that out. And thank you for listening, and I hope to see you again soon.